Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
As you grip your favorite steering wheel and make your way around town listening to your favorite radio program, Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, you might be a little stressed out, but according to a new study, it's the morning rush inside the house that is more frustrating to many people. According to this poll, the most stressful time of day is when?
It would have to be morning. I would guess, okay, so people don't probably leave the house as early as I do, so that's probably later. I will say somewhere between, let's see if I leave at 7. I will say somewhere between 8 and 8:30 for most people.
You're right. It's actually 8:15.
Oh, how about that?
And I totally agree with this because that is normally the time of day when you and I greet each other for the first time each morning, 8:15.
That is the most stressful
for you. It's stressful. What are we dealing with today? What kind of mood are we in today? So 35% of people say they're stressed out at work, but 51% say they are overwhelmed when they first get out of bed because of the prospect of working the next day and then running to leave the house.
Wait, what'd you say? People are overwhelmed at the prospect of going to work?
Yep. Working another day.
That's what a weak-ass country we've become. Mm. Not like, oh man, I gotta get out of bed. Oh, that's terrible. They're overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed by the thought of having to go do their job. Parents in this poll said it's the unpredictability of their kids' emotions that also stress them out. Feeding them, dressing them, making lunches, get everything packed. The morning routine can be chaotic.
All right. So this is my wife and I have this conversation. So normally how it works for us, now that my daughter is sleeping through the night, I will get up if she's still asleep. We obviously have the baby monitor, et cetera, so we can keep an eye on her. I will begin the process of doing my stuff to get ready to go. And then whenever she wakes up, I handled kind of the initial onslaught of baby stuff. So if it was like today where my daughter
changing a diaper,
God bless her, decided to wait to pee until I had the diaper off, I do that, and then I clean her up again, and then I clean up the mat again, and then, you know, feed her. And then by the time I leave, 7, 7:15, whatever that is, then my wife will be up and be able to take over. Here's what people got to do. You got to make a checklist. Mm-hmm. And my wife, I tell my wife this all the time. Things are less stressful if you just think of everything like a checklist and you are just checking boxes. Why? Because you're always moving forward. And the check mark is a semblance of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. So if you have a lot of things to do, which the average person probably does, then you just keep checking boxes and you have forward momentum. You're always accomplishing something so that by the time you're halfway through it, you can see, hey, I'm turning the corner. It's the home stretch. I've almost checked all my boxes. Life sucks, okay? That's just the way it is. Oh, I'm overwhelmed with the thought I had to go to work today. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Well, you're absolutely right, because they also give us 5 ways to make morning routine less stressful, streamlining your morning routine. And number 2 is what you just mentioned, establish and stick to a routine. They also say you can prepare the night before, get up before your kids, delegate responsibilities, and also limit technology in the morning.
Yeah, this is not rocket science. It's like, this is where we're at in society, Casey. Mm-hmm. We're even basicisms. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you're an adult. You have to get up and go to work. Yeah, you're an adult. You got to take care of your kids. Like, that's what it is.
That's part of the gig.
You know, the other thing, and I say this all the time now, and I never really realized it until I became a parent. Man, I wish I'd have been nicer to my parents when I was growing up. Because you don't even, and I was a well-behaved kid.
Yeah.
You don't even realize how hard it is to life when you're an adult and you mix work and kid. Like, you just see your parents when you're a kid and they just do things. And you just assume, like, okay, that's like how it always works. And my parents, God bless them, every day got up and they went to work. And they made sure that I had food and I had clothes. And it seemed so simple and unassuming. And then you become a parent yourself and you're like,
wow, this is a task.
It's anything but simple and unassuming. Mm-hmm. And so, but the point is, that's what you sign up for. Mm-hmm. That's what being a parent is. I guarantee you, Kurt Darling does not wake up each morning going, oh my gosh, I got to go read the news. Whatever will I do? No.
Hopefully he doesn't.
He just shows up and gives damn good newscasts every single day.
Is this before or after the 500? Because if it's after the 500, I drag a little bit.
Well, that's because you've had a long day.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
You were so impressed that I got that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have so little confidence in me that I look at anything we do.
You knew that in advance.
I knew it because I do, on occasion, actually read our template and prepare. But Casey has so little confidence in me that I do any preparation whatsoever. I got the exact time right, and she's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I was impressed by you.
You are brilliant.
You cheated. You read it in advance.
Your total lack of confidence.
You tell me all the time, I just show up. I've got this file cabinet of knowledge.
I do. Well, it's true.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned about thanking your parents or taking them for granted. Yep. I remember after I gave birth to my daughter, it was like within 48 hours, my mom was visiting to help take care of the new baby. And I said to her, thank you. I never knew. And that was only when I had a 2-day-old.
Yeah.
But 37% of adults say they forget to make time for themselves. Make sure you do that. And that the typical adult needs 27 moments of happiness a week. So hopefully you can count this segment. Check
so let's
as one.
See, I get a newscast with Kurt Darling at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30. So I get...
You get six moments of happiness with him every day.
Is it six? Is that right? Oh, yeah, because there's a bottom and another. So basically, I get my full 27 plus 3 every week.
There you go.